When your team understands why you're running a campaign, they're way more likely to help it succeed. So if your marketing says we're modern and friendly, but the receptionist sounds like they've been chewing lemons all morning, that's a brand fail. Marketing isn't a vending machine. You don't just put money in and magically perfect patients come out. Marketing isn't a vending machine. You don't just put money in and magically perfect patients come out. The dentist is mid-root canal. The practice manager is buried in admin, and the receptionist, well, she's just found out there's a promotion on from a patient. If your own team doesn't know what's happening, how can your patients, right? This internal disconnect, it's sneaky. Let's fix that with a little thing that I like to call revolutionary. Ready? You ready for it? Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Today's topic is a little spicy. It's called What Your Dental Practice Doesn't Know Is Killing Your Marketing. Yes, killing. Not hurting. Not slightly annoying. Killing. It's the kind of like forgetting to floss the night before your dental appointment, then acting totally shocked when the hygienist comes over to you with that look. You know that look. And an ultrasonic scaler. We've all been there. But don't worry, this episode is pain-free. No needles, no drills, just some real talk about why your marketing might not be working like it should. And what to do about it. Because if you're like most clinics, you've probably spent money on ads and crossed your fingers, sent email blasts into the void, or launched a promo that your own front desk didn't even know about. Sound familiar? It's okay. You're not broken, but your marketing might be a little, let's say, under anesthetic. So let's revive it, shall we? Let's start with the golden phrase I hear from 9 out of 10 practices. We just need more new patients. So what happens next? You fire up a Google Ads campaign. You throw a stock photo of a woman with teeth so white they could blind satellites. The leads start rolling in. Success, right? Well, kinda, because then someone forgets to call them back, or your receptionist has no idea what free whitening with first checkup means. Or, worst of all, the patient shows up once and disappears forever, like a ghost with bad gums. Here's the truth. Marketing isn't a vending machine. You don't just put money in and magically perfect patients come out. That would be a dream. Find that. Call me. Marketing is a relationship, and like any good relationship, it takes communication, consistency, and knowing each other's favorite toothpaste brand. Now let's talk about what I call the marketing Bermuda Triangle, and here's how it goes. The dentist is mid-root canal. The practice manager is buried in admin, and the receptionist, well, she's just found out there's a promotion on from a patient. Real quote from a patient team member. Wait. We're doing what on Invisalign now? Listen, if your own team doesn't know what's happening, how can your patients, right? This internal disconnect, it's sneaky. You won't see it. You won't see it on a dashboard, but you'll feel it in missed calls, dropped leads, and blank stares when someone says, campaign? Let's fix that with a little thing that I like to call revolutionary. Ready? You ready for it? Talking to your team. Okay, so here's the fun bit. We run at the Marketing Factory internal marketing masterclasses for dental teams. Before you picture me in a cape with a wand saying, abracadabra, Instagram leads. Don't worry, no Hogwarts vibes here. Just clear, down-to-earth sessions where everyone finally gets on the same page. These are designed for your actual team, your receptionist who needs to know what to say on the phone, your hygienist who chats during cleanings, bless them, even your admin who's secretly amazing at Canva, and of course, your salespeople, dentists. In one session, a practice manager told me, I finally understand what those Facebook leads are for. Insert confetti. Yes. Because when your whole team knows the strategy, they become the strategy. And here's the truth bomb. Churn is a marketing problem. Most clinics say we need more new patients. But what if the real problem is that the patients you already have keep disappearing? Think about it. These people already trust you. They already like you. And the best part, they already have teeth. So don't ignore them. Something as simple as a check-in email after treatment or a, hey, it's been a while. How's your flossing game going? Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. This could go further than $1,000 on a Facebook ad. Because remember, retention is cheaper than acquisition. Also way less awkward than asking strangers to open their mouths for a checkup ad. Now, let's talk dream team. Your marketing team isn't just your agency. It's not just your Facebook ads. It's the people inside your practice. Yes, even Karen at the front desk who knows every dog's name. She's your secret weapon. And when everyone understands your offers and uses the same messaging, knows your tone of voice, guess what happens? You build consistency. And consistency builds trust. Patients don't separate marketing from admin from treatment. To them, it's all one holistic experience. So if your marketing says we're modern and friendly, but the receptionist sounds like they've been chewing lemons all morning, that's a brand fail. Your team doesn't need to be marketers. They just need to know enough to carry the message forward. Think of it like a relay race, except the baton is your brand voice and no one wants to drop it on the way up to a whitening upsell. Now, here's the dream. Growth without chaos. But growth doesn't mean just doing more. It means doing better. That starts with having these things, repeatable systems. Templates people actually use, not just admire them in the Google Drive. Just enough structure so every location, every team member stays on brand and transparency. When your team understands why you're running a campaign, they're way more likely to help it succeed. Because marketing works best when it's not a mystery novel. It's a shared strategy. Going off script here for just a moment, just to give you a little injection of flavor on what we do with the client to help their team bring it all together. On top of hosting our strategy sessions and our meetings to bring everyone on board with marketing, because we know it might not be your thing. You might think, oh yeah, I'd love to get my team on board. I'd love to tell them what's happening, but I'm just not the person to deliver it. We can help. We can help with the conversation. We can help get your team on board. We inject ourselves either into your team physically or online. Both have proven very successful. The other thing we do is we create internal communications. We send out email, not just to your clients, but to your team. And especially if you are a place that has multi-sites, multi-centers, multiple locations, how do you connect them all and bring them all together? We can help. The other thing we do is we can create flyers and cheat sheets that can go out every month. You pin them in your staff room so that when someone's there eating their lunch, taking a break, they can see what we are promoting this month. When people feel confident, they feel more inclined to talk about it. If they don't know about something, they're not going to sell it. So mic drop. Your marketing doesn't live in just ads or social posts. It lives in conversations, in reception desks, in your treatment room. So ask yourself this, does my team know what our current marketing is? And if the answer is, oh, or you just got a nervous laugh from your practice manager, don't stress. You're not alone, but you don't have to stay there. Now, if you're wondering, Well, Marissa, what happens in these practice masterclasses? What can I expect from you, from our team? What goes on? What's the secret? Well, again, I'm going to let you have some of my little secret sauces, but don't go out there and go and shout that to other marketing agencies and say, can you deliver this? Just give us a call, you know. But this is normally what happens. When you bring people together, guess what happens? Conversation, discussion. What we want to know from the people that are at the front face of your business. We want to know what your patients are saying. We want to know what their pains are. You cannot have your agency in Sydney recommending what you should be doing in Rockhampton if they don't know the lay of the land, if they don't know what's happening locally. You could have had another competitor just pop up with this massive rebrand and this great opening launch campaign, and they might not know about it if they're stuck away from that and not being in touch with what is actually happening at a local level. So these masterclasses aren't just a place for us to be spruiking what's happening in marketing, what's happening in campaigns, but to actually have a two-way discussion to learn what's happening at the coalface of the organization, how we can address those challenges, because I can guarantee you this, every challenge that exists can often be solved with a little bit of marketing. No fluff, no jargon, just practical, real-world training that gets your entire team behind the wheel in an absolutely fun, enjoyable, enthusiastic way, the only way we know how. So if you want to know more, and stop letting good marketing die in the waiting room, reach out to us. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.